When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? While we're giving them to ya, sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street, USA.
I've gotta sing a torch song, for that's the way I feel. When I feel a thing, then I can sing. It must be real. I couldn't sing a gay song, it wouldn't be sincere. I could never croon a happy tune without a tear. I have my dreams, but one by one they vanish in the sky. I try to smile and face the sun, but romance passes by. I've got to sing a torch song to someone far apart, for the torch I bear is burning there, right in my heart.
Well, if you've got to sing a torch song, what better place to do so than here on Broadway to Main Street? Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, here on 88.3 FM WLIW, Long Island's only signature, one-of-a-kind individual NPR station. And I thought today we would look at some of the great torch songs that have appeared on the Broadway stage, originated on the Broadway stage. And gosh, there's certainly a lot of them. The term refers to someone holding a torch for someone else, someone who looks wistfully, sadly, tragically at an unattainable relationship that either broke up or is never going to happen or that may never happen. And many changes that the Broadway musical has wrung out of this particular trope, which I think began around 1910, 1911, obviously, holding a torch for someone, makes it a torch song. And one of the granddaddies, or I suppose you might say grandmommies, of the field is My Man. This was a French song that Florence Ziegfeld brought over, had new lyrics written for Fanny Brice, his star of the Follies, I think in 1922. It is masochistic even by the most liberal standards, but because Fanny Brice and Funny Girl are in the news again, it's certainly an appropriate song to begin our tour of torch songs. So raise that torch high and let us have the beams shine through the decades. Here's Fanny Brice from an original recording.
He takes me in his arms, the world is just to get away with my man. He'd go straight to his fate, but it never is too late for a man. I just like to dream of a cottage by a stream with my man, where a few flowers grew and perhaps a kid or two like my man. And then my eyes get wet, I won't forget till he gets hot and tells me not to talk the trot.
Sure, to meet him one day.
Well, that was the ever-intoxicating Sarah Vaughan singing the Gershwin Brothers classic, The Man I Love, another, what would I say, another Department of Weights and Measures torch song. That bounced around quite a bit. It was in Lady Be Good. It was cut from that. It was cut from Strike Up the Band in 1927. It was cut from, a film that they wrote, but it became a standard, obviously, to this day. Well, when we're looking at great torch songs, you'd have to look at Lorenz Hart, his lyrics with Richard Rodgers. Many of them were fun and bubbly and clever, but the ones that really get me are the torch songs. Here is Barbra Streisand, a very early recording that was just released called Live at the Bonsoir, when she was just making a name for herself. And boy, that name for herself spells romantic singing like nobody else. And here's Nobody's Heart.
Nobody's heart belongs to me. Hi-ho, who cares? Nobody writes his songs for me. No one belongs to me. That's the least of my cares. I may be sad at times and disinclined to play, but it's not bad at times to go your own sweet way. Nobody's arms belong to me. No arms feel I admire the moon as a moon, just a moon. Nobody's heart belongs to me.
That rainy day. Funny that rainy day is here.
That was Chris Connor, a jazz singer who sang torch songs also like Nobody's Business. That song was originated by Dolores Gray in a 1953 musical called Carnival in Flanders, and it closed within a week. And making it, I suppose, maybe along with Come Rain or Come Shine, but certainly in the torch song category, the torch song that became the most famous in the shortest number of performances on Broadway. You'll also remember that song sung by Bette Midler to Johnny Carson on his last week on The Tonight Show. Unforgettable song. Great, great song. But from a Broadway musical. Well, we don't think of Lerner and Lowe as contemporary writers in the sense that they didn't really set any shows in the 50s or 60s, often long ago and far away. So here is a Tortier song, I guess a medieval torch song, one of the most beautiful underrated songs in the American canon. And I want to take a moment to shout out the Frederick Lowe Foundation for their weekly support for Broadway to Main Street. And we're going to change it up slightly. Most of our songs are sung by ladies, but this song is rendered impeccably, in my opinion, by Mel Torme from Camelot.
I loved you once in silence and misery was all I knew, trying so to keep my love from showing, all the while not knowing you love me too. Yes, loved me in lonesome silence, your heart filled with dark despair, thinking love would flame in you forever, and I'd never, never know the flame was there. Then one day we cast away our secret longing, the raging tide we held inside would hold no more. The silence at last was broken. We flung wide our prison door. Every joyous word of love was spoken, and now there's twice as much grief, twice the strain for us, twice the despair, twice the pain for us, that we had known before. Thank you.
when we meet, with a shy and quiet girl he's going to see, be the girl that he's imagined me to be. Will he like me? Will he like the girl he sees? If he doesn't, will he know enough to know that there's more to me than I may always show? Will he like me? Will he know that there's a world of love waiting to warm him? And dreams won't misinform him. Will he like me? Who can say? Oh, this evening seems a million years away. It's absurd for me to worry so all day. I'll try. That's how it is when I'm alone. But tonight, there's no hiding behind my paper and pen. Will he know that there's a world of love waiting to warm him? All I know is that I'm tempted not to go. It's insanity for me to worry so. I'll try not to. Will he like me? He's just got to.
Now, that's a fascinating torch song. That's an almost torch song before I even meet the guy. She just knows it might not work out. That was the wonderful Christine Andreas, my new best friend. We did a Broadway cruise together in the Caribbean at the end of October. Beautiful rendition of a Bach and Harnack song from She Loves Me, from her Here's to the Ladies album. Do pick it up. It's terrific, in my opinion. Well, Nancy Wilson gives us a song by Jimmy Van Heusen and Sammy Kahn. And Sammy Kahn and Julie Stein wrote a song called I Guess I'll Hang My Tears Out to Dry, which might be one of the ultimate torch songs because it's got a line about knowing how the lady in the harbor feels. Get it? Holding up a torch in New York Harbor, the Statue of Liberty. But here's a song written for the musical Skyscraper, which got a little currency when Frank Sinatra recorded it because he was a pal of Jimmy Van Heusen and Sammy Kahn's. But it's beautifully rendered here by Nancy Wilson.
when I think of him. And I think of him all the time. Likely I'll spend my days hearing his turn of phrase, things I found hard to praise. Would seem sublime. The truth is, I'll only miss him when some stranger laughs, 'cause it's still his laugh my heart hears. Maybe in time, I guess, the longing will grow the slightest bit less, and there will be moments, yes, when him completely. In about 100 years.
Larry Maslon here with an afternoon of great torch songs from the American musical. I've Got to Sing a Torch Song is our title of today's show. Well, you know, everybody has heartbreak. Everybody falls in love with the wrong person. Everybody has someone who's unattainable in their lives. But our next two ladies really picked winners, respectively. Two guys who were never going to land on the ground the way they had hoped. Our first is sung by Patricia Moran from the musical It's a Bird, It's a Plane, It's, well, you know who.
Oh, how I wish I weren't in love with Superman. A wasted life is all I've got with Superman. To hope that it could ever be is just a schoolgirl's fantasy. Oh, is there no one else for me but Superman? Does he ever hold me? Has he ever told me he could care? Tell me, please, when will he learn it's not some silly fly-by-night affair? I know that I should find myself another man, someone to give my love to, as I know I can. A homie type who'll stay around, a guy with both feet on the ground. But till he comes, my heart is bound to Superman.
I don't know how to love him, what to do, how to move.
just a man. And I've had so many men before in very many ways. He's just one more. Should I bring him down? Should I scream and shout? Should I speak of love? Let my feelings out. I never thought I'd come to this. What's it all about? Don't you think it's rather funny? I should be.
Sarah Bareilles, also making the news a lot these days from her star turn in Into the Woods, which was revived on Broadway. That, of course, is from Jesus Christ Superstar, an unattainable fella, if ever there was one. Well, Jerry Herman wrote many interesting torch songs. We sort of forget how strong and how passionate they were. When this song was written, it was given immediately to Edie Gourmet. And although it was written for the musical Mame to sing about a boy with a bugle, she changed some of the lyrics and eliminated the verse and made it one of the great torch songs of all time. Certainly one of my favorite performances. So take it away, Edie Gourmet.
Did he need a stronger hand? Did he need a lighter touch? Was I soft or was I tough? Did I give enough? Did I give too much? At the moment that he needed me, did I ever turn away? Would I be there when he called? If he walked into my life? His nights a little while. Did I overstate my plan? Did I stress got to say? Would I think of one or two if he walked into my life today? Would I blame the times I pampered him, or blame the times I bossed him? What a shame I never really found the boy. Were the years a little fast? Was his world a little free? Was there too much of a crowd, all too lush and loud? If he walked into my life
That was Bernadette Peters singing a terrific Torch song. I think, one of the best, actually, about time healing everything and the hurt mending and so on and so forth. Brilliantly written by Jerry Herman for the musical Mac and Mabel. I don't think he gets quite enough credit for the terrific work he does in this particular arena. Well, his contemporary, Stephen Sondheim, obviously turned his hand to Torch songs every now and then when he had to. And of course, everything he does is from a fascinating and interesting perspective. I remember when this Carly Simon version on the album Torch came out of a song from Merrily. We were like shocked that anybody was recording a song from Merrily We Wrote Along. But she helped as much as anyone to make the show and this song a standard Torch song. And by the way, there's a terrific documentary on Amazon called The Sound of 007, where there's a great segment about her singing Nobody Does It Better from the James Bond movie, The Spy Who Loved Me. But at any rate, who sings better than Carly Simon? Well, few people sing this song as well, in my opinion.
Not a single day, but you're somewhere a part of my life, and it looks like you'll stay as the days go by. I keep thinking, when does it end? Where's the day I have started forgetting? But I just go on thinking and sweating and cursing and crying and turning and reaching and waking and dying. And no, not a day goes by, not a blessed day. And you won't go away, so there's hell to pay. And until I die, I'll die day after day after day after day after day after day.
I'm losing my mind. The morning ends, I think about you. I talk to friends, I think about you. And do they know it's like I'm losing my mind? All afternoon, the thought of you stays bright. Sometimes I stand in the middle of the floor, not going left, not going right. I dim the lights, spend sleepless nights to think about you. You said you loved me, or were you just being kind? Or am I losing my mind? You so, it's like I'm losing my mind. Does no one know? It's like I'm losing my mind. All afternoon, doing every little chore, the thought of stays bright. Sometimes I stand in the middle of the floor, not going left, not going right. I dim the lights and think about you. Spend sleepless nights to think about you. You said you loved me, or were you just being kind? Or am I losing my?
That was Ellery Ward, another Sondheim torch song, perhaps his most famous, done from a recent acoustic album called A Perfect Little Death. Definitely something worth picking up. Well, we've wound our way down, going through all of our torch songs through the years. Here's a song that's, I guess, a little almost 20 years old from the musical Wicked. They keep on a coming, and I think it's beautifully sung by Eden Espinoza. I'm Not That Girl from Wicked, and I am your host, and I hope you enjoyed our look. And, you know, maybe you could drown that torch every now and then and get on with life. But in the meantime, let's enjoy these heartbreaking songs from the American musical stage.
Thank you. Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3:00.